You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. And that's a winner. Yes, a winning day on Sunday. And had I avoided the Big Ten, it would have been a really, really good day. Yeah, what's that expression? Sometimes the things closest to you are the most difficult to see. Well, I live in Big Ten country. I've lived in Big Ten country most of my life. My friends talk Big Ten all the time. I watch almost every Big Ten basketball game. And yet I go 5-0 on everything else. And I go 0-3 on Big Ten game Sunday. Yeah, I don't get it. But let's recap the winning card for you. We cash on Richmond minus the 4. They rally and get the job done. We lose on Ohio State plus the 4. We cash on Houston minus the 10.5. We lose on Wisconsin minus the 3. On Twitter, thank you for the votes and thank you for the winner. You back Richmond minus the 4. So we get to cash the Spiders times 2. Then our OPP plays, we added DePaul plus the 11. They got the job done and we cash that ticket. We cash on Wichita State minus the 5.5. And we lose on Penn State minus the 4. Add it all together, we make $42 on the day and we move on to the next. Before we get to the card for Monday, though, a little bit of housekeeping here and some special shout outs. We had 4 Apple reviews this past week. So thank you to Honest Abe 2022. Yeah, sorry about all those losing tickets on my Minnesota Golden Gophers. I tell you, I give the disclaimer, they're my team. And as we just talked about, sometimes the things you're closest to, you have the most difficult time seeing. But thank you for the kind comments and thank you for listening to the podcast. KBIGG25. You are one of the OGs for us, so thank you very much for listening since 2021, and I love the fact that you're a former Division I ball player at UCF listening to this show. That's very cool. I shared that with my friend base over the weekend. Thank you so much for listening. Then Chris, a lot of numbers here, 482929. On the car circle, waiting for your daughter. I know that feeling. Then just want to share with you, my wife and I lived in Wesley Chapel, just about 45 minutes out of St. Pete. So we made the drive down there almost every weekend, either for the beach or for the Rays. So you, my friend, are living the dream. And thank you very much for listening to the podcast. Then RY underscore guy 29, my first all-star vote. Thank you for the kind words and thank you for listening to the podcast. So now let's get to the card for Monday, and we start in the ACC. It is Miami minus the 3 against Duke. So the Dukies are coming off the emotional rivalry win over North Carolina on Saturday, the 3rd straight win for the Blue Devils. They're now 17-6 overall. They're 8-4 in the ACC. Duke won the first meeting, 68-66. One of the big storylines in that one was the poor shooting by Miami. They shot just 34.9% from the field compared to 48.2% that they've been averaging for the season. Miami is coming off a very nice road win themselves at Clemson over the weekend. They're now 18-5 overall, 9-4 in the ACC. Duke is much better defensively. Offensively, the efficiency numbers are actually closer than one would think. Miami ranks 11th in the country. Duke ranks 44th. So both teams, once again, are coming off a big win, could have a letdown. Only one of the 6 Duke losses this year have been by 3 or less. I'm going to bank on that trend to continue. I'm back in the Canes, minus the 3, at home over the Dukies. Next up on the card, we go to the Big 12. It is Kansas, minus the 4, over Texas. So laying a little more than I wanted here in the ultra-competitive Big 12, I would expect this line to go down, but I've been wrong quite a bit here of late, so I don't know. Texas has won back-to-back over Baylor and Kansas State. They're the conference leader at 8-2. They're 19-4 overall. Meanwhile, Kansas is 6-4 in the Big 12. They're 18-5 overall after dropping one by 15 at Iowa State on Saturday. The Jayhawks have actually lost 4 of their last 6 games, including one at home by 23 points to TCU. 5 of their 18 wins this year for Kansas have been decided by three or fewer points. So that scares the heck out of me. But going into this road trip to the state of Kansas to face a pair of top 10 teams, you almost feel like Texas is playing with house money. They got the win at Kansas State. They could have a little letdown here tonight at Kansas. Kansas has 20 conference championships since 1996. They basically need to win this one to stay in the race. Last year, Texas took it to overtime in Lawrence. Not tonight. Rock Chalk Jayhawk, I'm going to lay the 4 with Kansas against Texas. Next up here, we're going to play Tarleton minus the 1.5 at UT Arlington. So this is a makeup game from the ice storm last week. UT Arlington shocked Sam Houston State last time out, pulling off the 70-58 upset as an 8-point underdog at home. The Mavericks shot 54.3% in that game compared to their season average of just 40.9%. So that's 14 points higher than normal. Arlington ranks 288th this year in offensive efficiency. They average just 66 points per game. They're 8-15 overall and just 3-7 in the WAC. Meanwhile, Tarleton is coming off a disappointing 3-point loss at home to UT Rio Grande Valley as a 10-point favorite. The Texans shot just 38% on that one compared to their 45.5% season average. Former Power 5 head coach Billy Gillespie has the Texans at 12-11 this year. They're 5-5 in the WAC. Tarleton won the first meeting 70-63 after leading by 20 at one point. They had it on cruise control. The arena is normally about 80% empty. It's an early start. I'll take the better offense that is coming off a disappointing effort. So give me Tarleton minus the 1.5 at UT Arlington. Then the final game of the card for you is in the SWAC. It is Arkansas Pine Bluff plus the 4 at Jackson State. Jackson State is 5-5 in the SWAC. Arkansas Pine Bluff is 6-4. Jackson State has lost 3 consecutive games, including a loss to cellar dweller Mississippi Valley State last time out. Arkansas Pine Bluff is coming off a 3-point loss at conference leader Alcorn State last time out. Recent form numbers have Pine Bluff a couple points better on a neutral floor. Pine Bluff was good enough to keep it within a point at TCU in the season opener. And after 10 consecutive losses to Jackson State, Arkansas Pine Bluff finally has the talent edge. I expect them to be locked in tonight. So give me the Golden Lions on the road plus the 4. Yes, I don't bet Arkansas Pine Bluff very often. Get a little tongue-tied there. So let's recap your card for a Monday. In the ACC, we're on Miami minus the 3 over Duke. In the Big 12, we're on Kansas minus the 4 over Texas. In the WAC, we're on Tarleton minus the 1.5 at UT Arlington. And in the SWAC, we're on Arkansas Pine Bluff plus the 4 at Jackson State. So that's your card for Monday. As always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun, and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.